With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Bradford Morrow has become one of the country's preeminent literary men. He's the author of two novels, the latest, The Almanac Branch, and is the editor of the literary magazine, Conjunctions. But Morrow says he never read a book all the way through until he was in his late teens.
My literary experience began when I fell ill of colitis in Italy. I was a foreign exchange student.
While he recuperated from his illness, he stayed with a family that had an extensive library of American and English classics.
And I simply went through them book by book right across the shelf.
Back in the U.S., the Colorado-born Morrow moved to California, where he befriended the poet Kenneth Rexroth, who had a 16,000-volume library.
And it was Kenneth who, above all, I suppose, brought me to another level of reading and interest in literature.
Morrow says there was a lot of sparring between himself and Rexroth, who was 50 years older.
He tried to convince me to become a poet rather than novelist.
It was with Rexroth that Morrow planned the first issue of Conjunctions, designed to be a tribute to James Laughlin, founder of New Directions Books.
Kenneth then suffered a stroke and couldn't go on with me, and I was pretty fascinated by a number of manuscripts that very interesting writers had sent just to show me.
Morrow has managed to keep the magazine alive despite its precarious financial existence. Bradford Morrow's recent novel, The Almanac Branch, is a sensitive study of a family faced with crisis and ruin, published by Simon & Schuster. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The heroine of Bradford Morrow's second novel, The Almanac Branch, is a young woman, Grace, who is plagued by migraine headaches.
At its extreme, migraines can produce psychotic ecstasies, visions, auras.
As a child, Grace's vision is distorted by the migraines.
Your face will not be there. The idea that you even have a face can sometimes be punched out. It's called the donut effect. Your hair can turn into icicles.
Grace sees a vision she calls the Flare Man outside her window, and in the book's most erotic scene, imagines having sex with her dead brother. Bradford Morrow's The Almanac Branch is about a family in disillusion, and it's Grace who knows all the secrets.
She's projecting both into the future, such as an almanac does, by recording the past, just like an almanac, you know, works. So she's recording kind of the weather, spiritual weather of where the family can go.
Bradford Morrow is fascinated by the way memory becomes part of the imagination.
I'll remember this experience of talking with you today. I'll try to remember the table and the green wall and so forth, with your tie and everything, but it's bound to be altered by my imagination, really within moments of leaving here. It's probably being altered by my imagination even as I'm talking to you.
Bradford Morrow, editor of the literary magazine Conjunctions and author of a finely crafted novel of domestic tragedy, The Almanac Branch, published by Simon & Schuster. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Bradford Morrow says he floundered before he found his niche.
I worked in a rare bookstore for a while. I worked as a book restoration person for a while. I ghost wrote a couple of MA theses.
And was a professional musician playing piano and guitar until his fingers were injured in an accident and he decided to enter the literary world. Bradford Morrow founded the magazine Conjunctions 10 years ago.
Literary magazines just don't make money. You can stay up any 300 nights in a row with your pencil and paper and work it out that it's going to work out, and it simply doesn't.
Conjunctions has had a torturous existence, but is now bankrolled by Bard College.
Conjunctions is ongoing at all times. For all I know, I'll go home this afternoon and there'll be something in the mail that's just exactly right for the new issue, and in it will go, and it'll probably be typeset by the end of the week.
But Bradford Morrow says he edits Conjunctions on his downtime. Writing novels is his primary occupation. His first book, published in 1988, Come Sunday, is a multifaceted novel with many narrators.
It's a book that deals with economics and evil. The two E's.
Bradford Morrow's most recent novel, The Almanac Branch, is more lean and focuses on a single family and on the young daughter who was caught up in her family's disarray.
She holds their secrets, and so she is powerful, and yet she feels, as do each of the other members of the family, that she's powerless.
Simon & Schuster published Bradford Morrow's haunting novel, The Almanac Branch. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.